views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett-Kuyper on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Grief Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now, here's your host.
Well, hello to everyone out there. I am so excited and I'm so honored that you've chosen to join me on my newly created radio station. I want to thank, first of all, Pat and her team at the Transformation Radio Network. And today my producer is Rob Harwood. And I was not going to get back into radio, you guys. I got away from it. And Pat and her team were very, very persistent. We like your message. We like what you're doing out there. And they knew something that I didn't, but I trusted. And I chose to follow them. And it has been the best decision and the best platform for me to share my message. And today's program is going to be solely me talking. I want to give you all an idea of exactly what my program is going to be about. I will have in the future, I've already got several wonderful, wonderful guests that range everywhere from science to medicine to the metaphysical to spirituality. Because I do believe in this time when death is facing all of us in the most random, coincidental, if you will. I don't believe in coincidences, but in this lifetime right now, we are seeing death all around us. So it's offering you all and myself different tools to add to our compendium. And so let's go ahead and get started. I want to share with you all that I'm not a guru. I'm not a healer. All I'm doing is sharing my experience. I'm trying to share with you all where I came from the depths of pain. And I'm hoping that through my story, because my life has changed, I hope for the better. Unfortunately, it took the suicide, and I'm going to say suicide deaths, and you all will be, well, suicide and death are the same thing. You know, if one begets the other. However, I think we need to start incorporating death. Death, 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 death into our life. Because when we start talking death, it doesn't become so taboo. And it doesn't become so scary. And it doesn't become so depressing. So I realized through my experience that what really is important is not the stuff. And I thought I was in control of everything and how exhausting of an existence that was for me. But only through death. And it's interesting, you guys, that it takes somebody to die. It takes a traumatic event. It takes us to be crumbled to our knees or leveled in order for us to realize what is really important and that this is not all that there is. So if you're navigating the five stages of grief, there is the denial, the bargaining, the anger, the depression, the acceptance, they all crash down at the same time. Welcome to our new normal. But now what do we do? What do we do now that we've accepted? Because gratitude and acceptance are not the same. To accept means they're gone. To be grateful is to say, wow, they were here. And we forget that. We need to be gentle with ourselves. So many times you hear, get over it. Oh, give it time, Angie. Oh my gosh, Angie, your son's only been dead for 3 years. Your husband has been dead for 2. And when I say husband, you guys, it's second husband. My ex-husband and I had a conversation and he said, Angie, I hope people don't think that I'm dead. So I told him, I promise I'll let them know. But the biggest, you guys, be gentle with ourselves and appreciate every single moment. I'm going to read you a poem right now. And if you all want to jot down my email address, and I'll be saying it throughout the throughout my program, I will be more than happy to send this to you. It's a poem by Rumi. It's called An Opening Bow. And I will send this to you. My email address is Angie, A-N-G-I-E, at Angie, A-N-G-I-E, Corbett, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, Kuiper, K-U-I, P as in Peter, E-R as in Roy. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. This poem has meant so much to me. I have shared this poem literally with dozens and dozens of people from the depths of the Amazon to London to Kansas to Washington to Hawaii to Costa Rica. The one common denominator, you guys, is that we're all going to die. And the one common denominator is we're born and we die, and that is all. And so in our society, and ours is one of the most, that we don't do death gracefully. In fact, we do it horribly. And in my next segment, we're going to go over some of the things that people say and some of the things that they do that when you've experienced grief, you realize that it comes from a place of just ignorance, of not knowing. And so I hope to be able to share some new tools and some new ideas. But I'm also going to be very clear with you all that I go in different directions as well. And I have seen a lot of people who have shared their stories with me, who are addicted, pretty much addicted to the pain and to the loss and to the grief. And I think with grief, you guys, or loss, if any of you have experienced or maybe you haven't, grief makes us sit still. Grief, even if we don't want it, the pain, it hurts considerably. We feel like our guts are being torn out. And I see so many people who are trying to shove their loved ones under the carpet in the grave. They want to forget them as if, oh gosh, if I just get rid of them, just like a pill we take to make ourselves feel better. Maybe if I just get rid of them and their thoughts and their memories and their things, anything that was important, maybe, just maybe, I won't have to sit with my pain. So we'll be going over that as well. I wanted to share with you all as well, during all of my shows, I will most likely laugh. I will most likely cry. To the passerbys or to you as my listeners, I'll probably look like a woman with bipolar because I've learned not to apologize. That is one of the big deals for me is I let people know right away, hey, you guys, I'm having a trigger. I'm going through a little trigger here. I'm going to bawl my eyes out. And I simply prepare my audience, whether it's one person standing face to face to me or 100 people, I say, I'm just letting you know. And I think that's how we allow the pain to escape us. And it has been through tears. And I think sometimes we're afraid that if we cry, we've been called sissies if we were boys. We've been called weak and shallow to cry if we were, get over it. I'm sorry, you all. This is the one place that we will never get over. We can go through it. We'll never get over it. And we'll never get, we don't shove it under the carpet. It is what it is. And so I think death makes us feel. And none of us have been taught to feel. We have been taught to think, and we have been taught to pay attention to what everybody else's guidebook is, that we don't even know what we're feeling, and we're so ready as a society to get rid of it. If you look at some of the other cultures, and as Dr. Pat Basile said, and when we had our interview last week, which is up on the podcast now, and we were discussing that we're one of the only societies that just does not handle grief very well. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We act like it's not going to happen, and we act like it's going to happen to other people. Hello, wake up. I'll give you an example, and there have been dozens since this, but the big one, the Las Vegas, when those people, those innocent people were going to the concert. They tied their shoes, just like I said last week. They tied their shoes. They brushed their teeth, maybe not in that order. They had their breakfast. They grabbed their coffee. They went in the car. They never came back from that concert. And how many do you think of their friends? I'm so jealous. Why did he invite her? And why didn't he invite me? And they left the house and they left angry. Or they didn't show their loved one how much they cared and how much their loved one was important in their life. And this is where the guilt, this is where the blame, because if we were to live each day as if we were dying, we would live a more joyful and loving life with all of those around us, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We are not guaranteed the next breath. So what death has done to me, not only has it opened my mind to other things, and as Pat so eloquently said, I call it, you know, following the breadcrumbs, because my healing did not just come from one teacher and one book. I had to open up everything. I had to open up my whole arsenal to find my arsenal. And when I looked up is when I saw the people, the places, the things, the teachers, the masters, the prophets, our modern day prophets that have been shoved under the carpet, who prevent us from healing because we've been taught that they're wrong if they don't believe in what we've been taught to believe. I'm not taking away, and I'm not asking you all to take away something. I'm asking you to add to it. And that, and this, is how I move forward. Not in the drudgery of grief and pain and agony and depression and sorrow and sadness and blame and shame and guilt and oh my, but in literal awe. And so death makes us feel everything, and it proves we are not in control of anything. And so it's interesting too, it's going back to some of the things that people say, the loving but hurtful and stupid things people say. Hasn't it been long enough? Haven't you grieved long enough? Gosh, it's already been 3 years. Or this one, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. That's four words. And what actually does that mean? I'll pray for you. Like, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to pray. And it sounds nice, but it absolutely does nothing. To pray should be a verb. Not sitting in your Barca lounger, if you even say that anymore. I don't even know if they call that. But to take action. You be the answered prayer. And don't say, well, I prayed to God that you would find healing. So what I have done, you guys, and this has changed my life as well. So I'm just giving you an idea here in my first segment, some of the things that people do and things they say. I find out what they need. And I have brought meals over to people. They're not going to ask, you guys. I've sent gift certificates because people don't want to answer the phone when we've lost. I have asked and I've texted, is it okay to send a maid service over for you? And they absolutely loved it. So I found a new way of giving, and it isn't in the four corners of a church, or the four walls of a church. It's outside, but it's learning to hear where we're supposed to be called. And so instead of just giving that word, I'll pray for you, hey, because we are so, as a society as well, we do not receive very well. In fact, we kind of don't receive well at all. And when we do receive something, it's almost as if we feel guilty. Oh, you shouldn't have. Acting as if we're kind of belittling their gift. And they want to give something because it gives us joy. But when you turn around and you don't allow us to give, it hurts. And so I challenge you, if you all know somebody who is going through a difficult time, text them first, obviously. Hey, I would love to do this for you. Do you need your yard taken care of? Can I set up a meal train for you guys and get people to pitch in? You don't even have to do anything but go online and order a meal for them. Can I pick up your kids to and from school so that you can sit and you can cry and you can mourn and you can grieve? That be the answer to the prayer. And that is my, and that's my suggestion right there for what that's worth. The other thing is when we do cry, you know, or if somebody mentions something, and one of mine was with my son, it is difficult. I'm joyful, but it is also very difficult. When my son would be 24 now, and I see all these other kids, all these other 24 years old, graduating from college, getting great jobs, going into the military. Their lives go on. And so it's interesting how people want to take responsibility of my emotions as well. And that is, you know, oh, I didn't mean to make you cry. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Oh, I should have never brought it up. When these words are said, the conversation shifts, you guys, even from the best well-intentioned relationships. Because now it's become a control victimization relationship. I'm now, if I allow, to be the poor victim. And you, the person in front of me, or my audience, believe you have control over me and my emotions. Now, a simple act of a memory that has created some sort of an emotion within me, a feeling within me, now has almost become where I have to apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cry in front of you. I'm sorry. I'm going to cry. And it's not because of you. And I'm most likely grateful that you brought up this amazing memory. So we also start becoming assumers. We assume that someone else has made us cry, that because what they said and because what they did hurt our feelings. And my question to you, if you're driving a car, we can't let someone else drive our car unless we give them the car keys. So in death and in grieving, and when we are sharing these stories and people are talking about their sons, and all of a sudden they get this aha, oh my God, I forgot her son took her life. It is exhausting. So if I, on one hand, say to you, please, I'm going to cry, and you can just not run away and not hide and not, I don't know what to say to her, and leave us all abandoned. The best gift that you can give is just stand there and allow us to just be and not control who we are and what we're trying to do. And I'm just wondering here where we are. Rob? Okay, you guys, I hope I didn't lose.
Still here?
Okay, so we're still good. Okay, you guys, joys of live radio here. Thanks, Rob. And so to go back to the death makes us feel everything, that we should be a little more challenging with one another and not run away when we're so sad or when things do trigger us. In death, and I want to share too, and I have this up on my computer, that if you are writing the clearest, truest words you can find and doing the best you can to understand and communicate, this will shine on paper like its own little lighthouse. Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there shining. And that is from Anne Lamott, from Bird to Bird. And I love that. I will never invite any of you to join my website. I will never, or join my Facebook group. I will never ask you guys. I will never personally go after you and say, come join me. I'm hoping, because if you want to, that you will join me. You will want to join me. And there are things I will invite you to, but I will never personally, hey, join my Facebook group. I really want you there. If you guys need or hear something that you enjoy, and I ring truth and bring you a different perspective, I would so appreciate that. And so going on some more here. Right now, I believe it was kind of interesting. Another topic that I've heard so many people share with me now, and it's almost as if I've become this death magnet, or You know, people have come to me sharing me so many miracles, coincidences, silly signs, all these things. The one thing I've heard most, and this actually hurt my feelings a little bit, and it will you too, because I don't think as a society we know what we're doing to people when we just we call them once, we send flowers, we donate to their charity, and then we never talk to them again. And so this was in one of my favorite leading pioneers was Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And she's written such books on grief and grieving, on children and death, questions and answers on death and dying. And I read through all of those. I couldn't get enough. And when we come back, I want to share with you her book, which was written actually in, I think it was, let me look, it was copyrighted in, actually it was 1991 was the first copyright date. And she was a pioneer and a risk taker. And I want to share with you some of the things that she has shared that I'm still hearing to this day, and hopefully to alleviate some of the suffering that we're going through. And she's been great on denial, anger, bargaining, blaming, acceptance. Those are awesome. And those are universal names and words that help us put a label on the feelings that we feel. Once again, acceptance and grief are not the same. And so what I'm finding is to be able to go outside of the box of religion. I am excited to go beyond current self-limiting beliefs. I have chosen to keep my mind open. And in doing so, the teachers that have presented have given me such great information and advice. And when we come back, we'll get back into Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and what she has to say.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today as we delve into my newly created radio program, Beyond Grief. And I want to take a moment as well, if you all have fun stories of the maybe paranormal or fun memories of a loved one that you would like to share, I did create a group, and it is a closed group, and it's called Beyond Grief. And it's a place for us to share some of the signs that we see, because that's a big part of my healing as well, is realizing that there really is no death. And if we look, you all, it's everything on that in our physical existence, everything on this planet, universe actually, is polar opposites. There's life, there's death, black, white, good, bad, up, down, North Pole, South Pole. So when we negate death, we are negating the life. And it is, it's a circle of life. So it has become my belief. And it's interesting because, like I shared before break, on Life After Death with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, writes, and it's not even in the major book, the major part of her book. It's like Roman numeral 8. And what she says, but the patient, and this is in hospice she's referring to, the patient should not be abandoned by physicians or family during this time, nor ignored out of fear or death, due to the age-old superstition that death might be contagious. And before we left for break, I shared with you that there was one word that continues to creep up in the vocabulary of people I talk to everywhere I go, especially here in the U.S. Contagious. I had one woman who had called me, and we started talking, and she said, I'm just tired, Angie, of being contagious. I feel like I'm contagious. And you all, when you stop to think about it, the word contagious, we all are contagious. It is contagious. Death is contagious. We are all going to die. And whether we think about it, whether we live not to go someplace bad, if that's what we've been taught and we choose to continue down that archaic belief that this is all there is, then it, and contagious, I think what they mean is stay away from that person's family who just died, because if we get around them, they may commit suicide or complete suicide. Stay away from them. That's the death family. Stay away from them. And so contagious is such a sad word to use for something that is normal, that is a normal part of life. So we need to start talking differently, and we need to start using different words. And one of the things that I have found as well when I talk to people is their pain and their loss and their grief. And it's as if they're stuck in that pain and loss. And I call it addicted to grief. And there's a certain time frame, as you all know who've experienced grief, there is a certain time frame. And I don't just come on here, you all, and I don't sit and I don't have people who are helping me get my message out there, because I am joyful 100% of the time. You are seeing me when I am joyful. You are seeing me in my best. You don't see me when I'm curled up in the fetal position, eating a gallon of ice cream, having to get out of bed, make sure I brush off all the bed sores, because that's what grief does to us. So I'm no different. But what I've chosen in my life, I am not going to be addicted to pain. And I think sometimes a mistake that we make when we choose to remain in that death and darkness and sadness and grief and victimhood, we don't appreciate why our loved ones came, and we also do not find the reason for continuing to live. A couple of examples I'll give to you right now is, I mean, and this is a big part of my message, is we can crumble when our loved ones have died, or we can create, and I'm choosing to create. I'm trying to have us all start talking and sharing, because we've all experienced them, the signs and the symbols, but we've been taught that it's voodoo, and we've been taught that it's magic, and we've been taught that it's not in the four corners of a 2,000-page book. Therefore, I can't listen to it because it's wrong. And there's another dichotomy, and there's another polar opposite, right and wrong. And our whole lives, we have spent trying to please everyone that we're not really sure what to do with death, because death is the one place where we have to sit still with ourselves. So just recently, the most recent in the news is, and I think her name is Megan. If I butchered your name, Megan, I'm so sorry. But Bodie Miller and his wife have a little girl, beautiful little girl, 2 years old. And it got really quiet. The kids were playing and the moms were, you know, inside visiting, and it got really quiet. Well, they went out and they found their daughter in the swimming pool drown. To watch the two of them and two parents grieve, and I'm warning you guys right now, I'm going to cry. To lose a child is the most difficult. It's an extension. Everything you've known up to this point from the time that you've had them. But they've taken that pain and they've taken that hurt and they've taken that loss in just an incredibly short period of time to start sharing with others the importance of pool safety. And there's another example. Okay, and I'm going to, Rob, yes, I can see that. Thank you. We're you guys, my first show, I'm trying to get this all organized, and so we're trying to get my breaks and all that. So bear with us, but it's called live, and it's all life, and it's all good, and it's all okay. But there was another example, and this one is not that well known, but I hope I'm not chopping this one either. However, the gist of it was a father and his daughter went to the mall, and inside the father had realized that he didn't have his wallet. So he asked if his daughter, could you please go out and get my wallet? It's in the car. So she went out to the car. She never came back. She was brutally murdered. And when the police came to interview those who were standing by, there were so many people in this crowded parking lot, yet nobody heard, nobody said, nobody looked. So he took this grief and he took this loss and he created what's called Safe Sound. And it's 125 decibel little, it looks like a little flat, cute little, I don't even know what you call it. It almost looks like a clicker, if you will. And you pull this pin out and it alarms 125 decibel. And I think the ad or he said that it was the sound of a jet plane. So that it brings awareness to somebody in need. My point in sharing these two stories is that so many of us crumble, and that's not what our loved ones would want. So yes, my son, my husband had to die, and yet I feel like I've been given this new opportunity to help guide others. And we're getting ready to head into break. Thank you. I'm finally seeing my screen. I'm actually looking at it, Rob. We have about 1 minute before our next break. And then when we go in, I want to share a little bit more about some of the guests that I'll be having on and what you all can expect going forward. Thank you.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, everyone. It's our last segment, and I want to first of all thank you all again for meeting me here. And I'm excited to be a part of this network. I'm excited to be part of this journey. And I am excited about the people that I'm bringing on, everyone from the New York Times bestseller list, Dr. Eben Alexander, Karen Newell. I bring in Dean Slider is also going to be on my show coming up because he talks about fear less. And I think a lot of the reason we fear death is because we don't challenge ourselves. We don't follow the breadcrumbs. We believe what everybody else. I challenge you all, go to Google and just type in images of death. I'd be afraid too. Look at it. And so I'm hoping through my show, I'm hoping through my messages and my blog that and my lectures that I'm going to start doing, you'll start seeing a lot more. In death, you realize that there is no emergency anymore. And so it will come as it comes. And this has been perfectly fine with me. I want to go into just a little bit before we end this this segment. One of the things that I want to share is the ability to trust the process and trust the path. Just like what I read at the beginning of the show is the Rumi poem. Death isn't the end, and there is so much proof. And I tell people, in my experience, there are three types of death. And that is the death of a loved one, as in my case, too. Then there are the near-death experiences, which there is substantial amount of research to prove what happens. And then there's three, when those have been given a diagnosis of a terminal illness in which they have a certain amount of time to live. And in those three cases, in all three of those areas, people's lives have changed. And I've interviewed all types from all walks, and every one of these experiences has changed the way we live our lives. And one of the trusting the process is just knowing that there is something more. I do not believe that Johannes, my husband, and Nick are gone. They have moved into a different, but by the nature gives us so many signs if we're willing to keep our eyes open. I think the worst thing that religion has done has made it seem like there are only two paths. And when I was growing up, it was black and white thinking. There was a heaven and hell. And if you were raised in the Catholic Church that I was, there was no way I was ever going to heaven. I mean, look at everything that's going on now in the church, and the truth always comes out. It's taken a few hundred years. Hello. But here I am confessing a sin that I was mean to my sister. And yet look at the atrocities that were happening. And so it opened up my mind from a very, very early age to not believe everything that we've been taught and to go find our truth in everything. And that is really, you all, what set me free. Don't be afraid to look outside the corners of your brain because the answers aren't there. There have been teachers who are now teachers like the Eckhart Tolles that talk about present moment awareness. There are teachers like the Wayne Dyers, and unfortunately, we've lost him. There are teachers who we label. I'm not going to listen to him because he's atheist. I'm going to not listen to him because he doesn't believe the same. He did it a quit. Just open your mind that there's more than two ways. And I truly believe, and I will prove to you guys, that we create every single thing that happens now and in the future. And so how we live today, how I live today, I'm creating the tomorrow. And because I'm creating a joyful existence today, I'm joyful now. And so I've changed my thought belief many, many years ago, but it's helped me so significantly now, because when I learned that there was only two paths that I could go to, heaven or hell, and then I was nervous if I chose to look outside the boundaries of these two polar opposite places, that's just what our minds have created, just like up, down, north, south, you know, all of the dichotomous polar opposites of everything, that this did not help me heal. Because in my old religion, I was taught, and this nowhere in the Bible does it say anything about suicide and not being welcome in the cemetery. So I started following the breadcrumbs, and I had to open my mind that, oh, maybe, just maybe, religion wanted me to believe that, because if Jan happened to be a Catholic, which he was atheist, and he took his life, he could no longer support the church. These are the kind of things I want to challenge with all of us, is just challenging current beliefs, not taking away. I'm not putting down and I'm not judging. I'm saying, in order to appreciate where I am with death, I had to go back and look at everything, because otherwise everything now would be a trigger for me. And it was kind of interesting, because you look at, you know, guilt, fear, and obligation. And a lot of times we remain in friendships. We remain in friendships and we remain in religions, and we remain in other people's belief patterns, because that's what we've been taught. And when we have been taught, we are afraid to let go when that time has come, when we've outgrown those people. People, everything has been put in our path for a reason. It's not to claw and grab and hang on to, because when they leave, we're leveled and they're not ours. No one is ours. So what I've learned is to learn the truth, learn what I needed to learn from that moment, but not try so hard to grab and to claw to keep it mine, 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 mine. Okay,
just
yes.
Quick heads up, we got about 2 minutes left.
Thanks, Rob. No problem. Thank you. I saw it, and I just didn't text you back here. So yes, I saw that. Thanks to Rob. Oh my gosh, it's been absolutely amazing for the first radio program that I'm doing. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, you're crushing it today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. But getting back is, you know, now, and the much longer it takes for us to realize what we've been taught, like, I was given death, but it wasn't to hang on to it, you guys. I was given not only one, but two, because one frying pan upside the head wasn't enough. But now it's put me on this trajectory and this path that brings me complete joy. And that's, I'm having such a wonderful time. And the people that have come into my life because of this has been absolutely amazing. And y'all, we're almost done. Y'all, that's my Kansas, or is that Texas? To my Texas listeners out there. I want to once again thank you. I'd love for you to go to my website. I know it's a long one, but it's Angie Corbett Kuiper. Even if you chop it, I think you'll be able to find it. Angie Corbett with two T's, Kuiper, K-U-I, P as in Peter, E-R.com. And there you'll find out more. And next week, I'm bringing on the beautiful Luna Van Atta, who is going to speak about the power of energy and the healing powers of energy that we that has helped me as well heal. So thank you all once again for listening. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your stories that I can share. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief with Angie Corbett Kuiper. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com. That's AngieCorbettKuiper.com. See you next time.